months. The start of October is just about the busiest time in the radio calendar, the beginning of that last quarter of the year, so let's race through this week. 22 years ago, the abrupt end of Kiss in Yorkshire and Manchester, and the start of Galaxy there.
Kiss 105 is Yorkshire's biggest new radio station, and 384,000 people have made the switch to Kiss.
Kiss!
Locked into the brand new Galaxy 102 and 105.
11 years ago, the original Virgin Radio from London on AM and DAB was rebranded.
Okay, let's go to the future, the absolute future.
Who's going to be the first to talk?
It's 7:47, the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, all over the world on Absolute Radio. God, that feels brilliant. There we go. That was the first song you ever heard on Absolute Radio. It is the Beatles, A Day in the Life. And after 8 o'clock, we'll tell you where we're going to be this Thursday, which has got something to do with that fantastic song. So we are now Absolute Radio. You can discover more at our website.
45 years ago, Swansea Sound arrived.
The consortium promised to provide a service with something for everyone, including 10% of its total output for the Welsh speaker. The company won its case, and in July last year, the franchise was granted. The company's first task was to decide on a site. They chose Gowerton, and building work started last December, but it had to stop almost as soon as it started. The low-lying site on the common between Gowerton and Gorsynon was flooded for 5 weeks. More problems followed, not the least of them the resignation in June of managing director John Bevan, a Welsh-speaking broadcaster and businessman. There'd been a number of disagreements, and after the resignation came the rumours. Swansea Sound, said some critics, would never get on the air at all, and the most optimistic of them focused that the station would not start broadcasting anywhere near the original target date. All were wrong. At 6:02, on the morning of September the 30th, just 2 days after the builders moved out, Swansea Sound was on the air.
Come on, come on. 2 years ago, Sam and Amy left Gem in the East Midlands for the new Virgin.
I am starting to feel a bit weird, if I'm honest.
I should let it out, babes.
I'm not gonna let it out, obviously, because I'd get ripped from my... So we've done the breakfast show for 11 and a half years now, but 13 years here at Gem. 13, because Amy and I started on the afternoon show. I've been sat at this desk surrounded by all these buttons, and I still don't know what they do.
I know, that is staggering,
for
really.
13 years.
I probably wouldn't promote that 13-year stuff, because...
But I mean, anyway, look, so this is our final show. We've got just under 2 hours left of it to go. And then, of course, myself, Amy, producer Paul, Dangerous Dave, Katie and our boss James are going to head out on the lash all day. That's the plan, isn't it? All day.
Pretty much.
Six of us together.
35 years ago now, Invicta launched in Kent.
Hey, I just must mention, before we have a few more calls, about these jingles. I think they're rather scrumptious. I don't know if you do, but let's just play you another one, and I will explain why they sound so good.
Invicta sound, the sound of Kent on your radio.
Nice, aren't they? Now, the reason those sound so good is because we hired the entire Moscow Symphony Orchestra.
And 45 years ago, hello to Hallam in Sheffield.
On the subject of Request Part 2, we're doing a programme on Sunday between 12 noon and 2 o'clock in which Roger Moffat will be presenting a request programme. That'll be our main one of the week, or the weekend, if you like. It's a two-hour show. And each night of the week between 12 minutes past 6 and 5 to 7, our nightly request programme. We're not doing requests during the day, we're just sort of getting on with the music, but having a specialised programme in the evening. All right, hope that meets with your approval, and we've got a record from the charts.
Keith Skews in the early days of Hallam. The BBC Third programme came on air this week 73 years ago. Etienne Amiot was part of the launch team.
He said, you know, we're starting very grandly, and we're going to have the Goldberg Variations, and we're going to have Tristan and Isolde. I think we ought to have a laugh at ourselves. And it was he who thought of getting Stephen Potter to write a send-up of the Third.
Here, license number 865432, Mrs. Moss. Is she listening?
Turn up the wireless, Mrs. Moss.
Yes, dear. It is chilly tonight. Let's turn the wireless up a bit. That's right.
Meanwhile, the home service closed 52 years ago.
The time is just now 11:50. This is David Dunhill. And this is the end of the home service for today and for all days. In one sense, I suppose we're Like a bride on the eve of her wedding, we go on being the same person, we hope, but we'll never again have the same name. Tomorrow at 6:35 a.m, we become Radio 4.
The first network chart on commercial radio was 35 years ago this week with David Jensen. It was eventually to beat the BBC's audiences.
It's 5:45. This is David Jensen with a network chart and a little verse. From Edinburgh's Radio 4th to Bristol's Radio West, you know it makes sense. This chart is the best.
You're listening to the Network Chart Show. Your top 30 made up of sales returns from over 300 shops, along with airplay favorites from independent radio. The biggest, the fastest, the best.
After 16 years in the chair, this week in 2014 saw Peter Allen's last drive show on 5 Live. And a chance to hear bits like this again.
Now for a story that might warm the cockles of even the coldest heart. It involves an elderly couple from Hull who split up after a very bitter divorce 57 years ago, and they just married again. Leslie is 93 year old now, Elsie is 90.
I plucked up courage one night. Well, I said to the daughter, do you think it'd be all right if I rang your mum up?
Yeah.
She said, well, the best way to do it is try her. So I did try her.
Well, I'm really delighted. So, did you have a nice wedding?
Yes.
Good.
Very good. Everything's right back to normal now.
Well, that's great. I wish you a long and happy married life together.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know what the hell that was.
Neither do I.
And 40 years ago this week, Roger Day left Piccadilly in Manchester after launching the station 5.5 years before.
I've just been trying to think, actually, you know, the memories that come back. And, very difficult programme to do, as I'm sure you can imagine. I've had so many good times here. And I hope to have good times in the future. Where I'm going, I don't know yet. I remember reading my horoscope at the beginning of the year and it said, you'll be changing jobs. And I thought, never, I'll never leave Piccadilly. But things happen and, well, you have to move on. I can't think of any other radio station that will let you have a last programme, let alone this place, so I thank them for that. I mean, stations just usually fade you out because they don't want you to say anything naughty, not that I would. God, this is hard to do.
Roger Day. So, with the first Radio Times 96 years ago, the official organ of the BBC...
Radio Times, fantastic Radio Times.
Kenny Everett's first Radio 2 show 38 years ago...
This is Cadley Ken, and I've joined the BBC.
The beginnings of GWR 34 years ago...
We're talking about you on GWR, radio 24 hours a day, every day from Tuesday, October the 1st. Listen, we're talking about you.
Radio Wyvern launching 37 years ago.
Hidden somewhere in the Radio Wyvern area, and that's the whole of the county of Hereford and Worcester, is a special certificate. Find that certificate and you win the Wyvern Treasure Trove. It's worth finding too.
Why's that?
Because our treasure trove is an absolutely unique plate, decorated with the Wyvern emblem, and designed and specially made for us by Raw Worcester Porcelain.
And of course, the BBC Light programme splitting 52 years ago.
From September, the BBC Light programme channel on the medium wave will split from the service on 1500 metres in the long wave band, and with a little help from a lot of the newer DJs on the scene, will provide music all day, going back to the light only for programmes like Saturday Club, Midday Spin, and Housewives Choice. Music.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.